mic? Are we on the mic?
I'm on the mic. I'm here.
Tim, you on the mic?
What?
Tim's on the mic. Ryan's on the mic. Dolan's on the mic.
On the mic.
We're on the air.
Hello, air.
Stage fright.
So how is everybody tonight?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Well, thank you for responding to my question in a timely manner.
I was looking at Tim. He like made eye contact, and he said, "Well."
I did. Well, the way I like implied it wasn't like "Well," but I did make it seem like that.
You're like, "Well."
Well, I mean, well.
Well,
like it's well.
Well,
it's good.
Well. Zippity doo dah, zippity day.
Oh, your answer was well.
How well is well?
How deep is your well?
Is that like a real well or like a metaphorical well?
It's a real well.
Well.
You dug a well,
today.
Well.
I don't Well.
Well. Whales, whale, and whales.
Well. Yeah. What? What?
Well, whales, whale, and whales.
English sucks.
Yes.
There's so many different, like, linguistical mishaps that can happen in everyday language. It's insane. Like, I hit somebody up asking...
A lot of it's, like, tone, though.
I hit somebody up for a business deal earlier today, right? And I'm like, hey, can you get any of, Product X or whatever the hell it was, right? And, he said I have to wait for somebody. And, I'm assuming the guy's at work or whatever, right? And then he messages me back, and he's like, well, he said, he's out now. And I'm like, oh, cool. Can we make this happen today? And he's like, no. He's out. Like, he has no more. And I'm like, oh. I thought he was out of work or something. Words are funny, man. Words are funny.
Words are powerful.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
But
like, I think Tim has a point. Tone is key. You know what I mean? Because you could be like, hey, I hope you have a good day. And you sound sincere. Or you could be like, yeah, I hope you have a good day. And sound sarcastic. You know what I mean?
I think that's why a lot of American people kind of think Germans are angry, because their understanding of tone is a lot different.
Right.
Than ours. So talking to German people, we think that they're all fucking angry, because that's just the way that they speak is what we interpret as angry. You know?
Right. I wonder where that rooted from, us being soft-spoken people, I guess, as a country. But I don't think that applies to everybody.
I don't necessarily think we're soft-spoken. I just think that our dialect and our linguistics are different than others, you know?
Right.
We understand it because that's what we're raised through. I mean, in America, we got, like, what, 3 different accents, really? If you think about it, you got your, like, Northeast, your South, and then your Midwestern. And most people kind of have, like, a slight Midwestern accent.
And then you've got all those subcategories within those, though. Because
Cajun people.
You got old Southern, like the old style Southern, and then you got like redneck hicks.
Like people from Louisiana, like real French sounding too, but like super like Cajun.
And then you've got street, very street, but it can be like street and Southern or street and up North, you know?
Then you got like the California Barbie girl, like the...
That says hella all the time.
Hella. Right. Everything ends in a question.
Everything is hella,
you know?
Dude.
And like, with every
like,
sentence.
Let's go to Starbucks, you know? I really want to get a Frappuccino.
So, yo, have y'all tried that unicorn thing?
No, I've heard that Starbucks workers hate it. And that's all I've heard about it, really.
I don't go to Starbucks.
If it's convenient for me, I will.
I think I've only been there about once in my life. I don't really go to Starbucks either.
Their coffee kind of tastes weird. You know, it's got like a almost like a burnt roast kind of taste to it.
Right.
It's it's just what they use. Like, you know, that's just how it is. I just think a lot of it's super sweet. I mean, I'm sure that's just what I'm ordering.
I like their tea. They got like the refreshers. They have a passion fruit one. I think it's passion fruit, and they have like a mixed berry one.
I don't know. Those I like brewing my coffee at home because we have a Keurig, and I drink this stuff called Cafe Bustelo. I don't know. I might be pronouncing it wrong, but it's some Spanish country's coffee, and it is very strong. But I don't know. I prefer to make it at home because you can make it as strong as you want. There's no restrictions on what you can do to it, you know?
Yeah. I don't really drink coffee too much anymore. I used to when I first started school. Man, I would have coffee a day, but it would, like, tear me up. But I have, like, barely any tolerance to coffee, but when I do drink coffee, like, I go for, like, the fucking espresso, you know? Like, I go all out.
Right.
Oh, my God. At Publix, my last store...
That you worked at?
Yeah, my last store that I worked at had, they tried building a deli cafe where you can go in and order specialty coffees. It just didn't work out. So most of the time... You would go and order something and order it however the hell you want it because they're not selling it anyways. It's just sitting around. And I ordered this one drink that was supposed to only have no more than like two espresso shots with like five espresso shots in this drink. And I drank it all like in one sitting.
Like it was a coffee?
Oh my God. Dude. It was such a bad idea.
How does it hit you? Like is it a weird jittery? Do you have like a bowel problem? Like, do you feel like...
Oh yeah, dude. Like your insides are just like, why? Why'd you do that?
That weird kind of shaky cold sweat.
Yeah, like, dude. Bad.
Anxiety up the ass.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I usually drink about 4 cups of coffee before I go to work. It's usually 2 Cafe Bustelos and then 1 8 o'clock original, which is a medium roast. It's got a strong kick to it. It wakes me up. And then the Dunkin' Donuts coffee or donut blend, which is just awesome. It tastes good. You know, you can drink it black, and it still has, like, this distinct flavor that's just good.
Wait. So you ritualistically drink, like, 4 or 5 different types of coffee a day?
Right.
In the morning?
And big mugs, too. I'm not talking about small mugs. I mean, like, the taller mugs. I drink about 4 cups before work every day. If time allows it before the truck gets there.
Man, your morning piss must be monster.
Sometimes.
So, like, you don't get, like, the caffeine jitters, the cramping, the anxiety, any of that hit you?
No, I have ADHD, so I don't know. I think it has something to do with that, because caffeine doesn't really, like, it'll wake me up in the morning, but it doesn't really make me hyper or anything. And it does help me concentrate a little bit, but I've been drinking caffeine so long... that if I don't drink that much caffeine, I will get a migraine. I can drink a 2-liter, like, if I was really trying to. I know I can drink a 2-liter by myself probably within an hour. If I don't watch what I'm doing, I could drink about, I'd say, 3 2-liters in a day.
And you don't notice any, like, negative effects on your body?
No, not really. I have a fast metabolism. I don't gain a pound. I mean, I do get acne now and then, but...
But,
it's
I mean,
not
like,
that bad.
You don't.
So.
You're never in physical pain or have weird shits or anything from it.
No.
Huh. I wish I had a body like that, man. Like I the foods that I eat, even, man, I have to be super conscious of what I put in my body, because it'll tear me up. It'll make me feel bad. And it'll change my mood, too. Like, the biggest thing for me about the food that I eat, is the way that it affects my mood, because I can deal with physical pain, but a lot of the times the physical pain that happens after eating, like the cramping or whatever, or like the diarrhea or some shit like that, it'll be followed by a mood change, like usually a downward change. Like this one time I ate like half a pizza to myself, right? And it was a veggie pizza, you know, but it was from Pizza Hut. I don't normally have their pizza, and that shit sucks. And
it's usually not done too.
Yeah, I think it was a little undercooked. And also, I was dipping it in extra marinara sauce. But I legitimately got depressed after eating this pizza. I got full, and then I'm like, dude, life sucks right now. Everything is terrible. It was, after that, I'm like really conscious about even eating pizza and where the pizza comes from and everything.
Well, I think something that has to do with it is I do a lot of physical labor all the time. So
yeah.
I'm sweating all the time. Anything that's in my system moves out fast, you know? So, I don't know. get a job doing moving heavy furniture.
It does make sense, yeah, because I'm not not all that physically active anymore these days. So.
True.
True.
Yeah, it's something to think about, you know.
I mean, I'm the same way, man. I think it's just different body types too. Like I realized that like what I thought was a lot of food really isn't like, I mean, was never really that much, but then like I see what people think a lot of food is and I'm like, holy crap. I can't eat that. I mean, I can eat a lot, but I always regret it.
It's so strange going to restaurants and the portions that they think are normal portions are insanely large.
Yeah, dude. Now.
I don't know. Sometimes I think the exact opposite, like it's too small.
Yeah, you get that some places. Yeah. But.
Actually, a lot of places, like the only Argos, they're really good about how much food they give you. And obviously, like Golden Corral, because they're a buffet. And then sometimes the Red Lobster when they have certain stuff. But other than that, like most restaurants to me don't give me enough food. Like, I don't know. I eat a lot.
You're also bigger than us, too. And you, well, you're, I mean, like you're larger. Like we're skinny as fuck, Tim and I.
How much do you guys weigh?
I weigh like 150, somewhere around there.
I weigh as much as Tim.
I weigh less than that, but yeah, but you're shorter.
True, true, very true.
Yeah, I don't know. My food goes right through me sometimes. Like I eat, I swear I eat, but I'm skinny as hell, you know.
So. Right, right.
What's Argos?
Argos is a family diner. You know, how do I explain it? You know where Gators is?
Yeah, up on Hunt Club.
Yeah, so you go past that and where the Taco Bell is, all that area right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's that diner that's right next to the sushi place in the middle there.
Oh.
On the right-hand side, you'd go past
it's that. It's like Greek, right?
It's owned by Greek people. They do have Greek food.
They have Euros there. I've been there, yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude, I love time. Their food. It is so good. But their burgers, it's like $8 or eight something, right? And they're literally, I shit you not, I want to say about this big around. About a big around as a CD and about as thick as a Goosebumps book. Well, a little bit thicker than that. Two Goosebumps books so stacked on top of each other.
Just the beef patty?
Just the beef patty. And then you get bacon on top of that with like steak fries that are like this big, man. Like on a whole plate full on the side.
I can feel my stomach hurting already.
Yeah.
And lemon chicken soup to start off with. And that's all like eight something.
That is a really good price for all that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. But a lot of people are starting to catch on. A lot of people are starting to eat there. So.
Yeah, I eat that La Granja place right next to it.
I've never tried it.
It is really good.
The Mexican restaurant?
That's yeah, man. Well, they have, I think they have some ceviche items, so there's some kind of a Spain thing, too. I've noticed a lot of those restaurants popping up. They're like multi Hispanic or European.
I think their black beans and rice look good if that's the same restaurant I'm thinking of. But you know, that's crazy for me to think about. Like, imagine back in the day before there was any of this and you had to, like, cook it all yourself, you know? But it probably tasted better, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know, I started ordering from these meal package places. I don't know if you've seen them added advertised on Facebook, where it's like there's HelloFresh, there's Blue Apron, Terra's Kitchen, a couple of more I can't think of their names. I ordered from Blue Apron a while ago,
right?
And they give you your food all portioned out. All you have to do is chop it, put it together the right way, cook it, you know, sear this in the frying pan, put this in the oven and put it together. Like, you're literally cooking your own food,
right?
I felt really good after eating those meals because, you know, I'm eating them three times a week, or I tried to.
Right.
But I'm not used to cooking, so a lot of food ended up going to waste, unfortunately. So I had to drop that program, and now I order from Terra's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And they ship it in a box that's recyclable. Like, you ship the box back to them, and it comes with, like, it's trays, plastic, you pull it out, like basically a cooler. With ice packs in it, you ship it back to them, and they'll ship it back to you the next week packed full of food. I think that they're a little bit better because you can more easily skip your meals and get, you know, only two meals a week if you need that, and they ship snacks and stuff too. But it's like restaurant quality, but you can cook it at home, and they send you right. Everything that you need, and it feels good eating it regularly, you know, because I feel like a fucking human. I'm getting a diverse diet, you know. I'm not going and getting fucking chicken wings every night or pizza or some shit.
Well, I mean, we usually at my house, we usually go get steaks and stuff from Winn-Dixie. Like tonight we had boneless pork with gravy, rice, and Brussels sprouts with sauteed onions and bacon.
That sounds really good,
man. That does sound extremely good.
It was awesome. I'm very big on home-cooked meals. I still love home-cooked meals. I can cook, but I'm usually not allowed to, because my thing is I love spicy food. So when I'm seasoning stuff, I don't really think about it, you know.
You're not cooking for others. You're cooking for yourself. Right.
And it makes my mouth water, so I get all wrapped up in the seasoning. I'm like, oh, this is going to taste good on there. And then by the time I'm done, it's like you can smell it from the hallway, and nobody else can eat it.
I feel like that's the same. I feel like that's the same for Tim and I, because when I made the first HelloFresh meal, I'm eating it and I'm like, something's wrong here. Like, there's no spice to it. What's going on?
Right.
Oh yeah.
I'm a big fan of putting Cajun seasoning on everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Cajun seasoning is where
Tony
it's at.
Tony Fasheries.
Right.
I like Old Bay. Put Old Bay and stuff.
Old Bay's pretty good. I'm a fan. Tabasco, that is my favorite thing to season everything with. I've even gone as far, now this is going to sound off the wall, but it actually, hear me out, it actually did taste pretty good.
God. Is it like brownies or something?
No. It was on vanilla ice cream.
No.
Yeah, I put like a few drops on top of the vanilla ice cream just to see what it was about, because I've put Tabasco on everything, man. I put it on my Rice Krispies, like,
sweet spicy.
So, anyway, believe it or not, it's a crazy combination, and it actually is very good. You should give it a shot sometime. Don't knock it before you try it.
Have to buy ice cream first.
Right. What about, all right, y'all are from the South, so what about mayonnaise and banana sandwiches? Have you ever tried
those? Yeah, oh yeah, I've had that before.
Well, only with peanut butter on it, too.
I don't like peanut butter on mine.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches are good.
I like mayonnaise and banana sandwiches. They're really good, really, really good. What about pimento cheese?
Yes.
It's a hit or miss for me.
It's been years since I've had it, but as a kid, pimento and like ham, I like or it. Bologna or something.
But I can't.
I grew up on straight pimento cheese sandwiches, or pimento cheese and crackers. And
just pimento in the sandwich. That's nothing else. Yep.
Yep.
Man, that brings back memories of like camping and stuff.
Right.
Cheese.
That was with my great aunt, Bernie Roberts, which, crazy story, she actually made it to 99. And she made it to her birthday month, so George Bush still sent her a letter congratulating her on making it to 100, because she actually made it to the month she was born at 99.
Nice, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. She actually, that's a whole nother story on its own. She was the first woman on the Chamber of Commerce in Apopka. She actually owned the dime store right there on, right across the street from Hall's Feed. She owned a dime store there back in like the 60s, 70s, something like that. So, Bernie Roberts. I don't know if you ever heard of her, but
what year did she make the board?
I would have to go look at the house. I have a bunch of stuff on the wall about her. Well, me and Mom do, but she was the first woman on the Apopka Chamber of Commerce. She was in a bunch of other clubs to do with the community. She worked with the Apopka Methodist Church for a long time. They actually, you know where the Captain and the Cowboy is?
Captain and the Cowboy. I've heard of it.
Right next to Burger King, that big plantation.
Oh, house. Yeah. They used to hold the reenactments there, right?
For
the
yeah.
Civil Didn't War, the yeah. guy who used to write Garfield live there, too, at one point?
Oh, man, I have no idea.
I think he did.
It was this dude, Doc Tommy's house. He was a doctor way, way, way back when. But when Mayor Land was still alive, I forget the name of the award, but they actually made an award for her. The Apopka as a city did, and it's still there. People get the award every year. I think it comes with a scholarship or something like that.
Wow. So Mayor Land, he was the longest running mayor in America for one minute, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Small towns, man. Yeah. He built this town pretty much.
Right.
My uncle's like a huge sports buff and like knows Apopka High School. Like, he knows them for their sports program. like yeah. people.
I think we've been ranked number one in the nation before as far as
high he's school. He's like, oh yeah, I know them for sure. So they like even people out there do.
Well, I mean, even our baseball team made it to the World Series way back when.
The Little League, yeah. Yeah. That was back in 2001, and it was national news, and everybody in Apopka was like, hell yeah, and then the World Trade Center thing happened and took over the news, so we didn't really get too much glory from it.
Right, but hey,
Apopka. It was a terrible thing. It was a terrible thing, but we would have got too much publicity.
Yeah. That was probably their problem from the beginning. Shame Apopka.
I know what it sounds like I'm saying.
Jeez.
I know it sounds like I'm saying something terrible here, but... Imagine Apopka, the new Orlando.
Hmm. Oh no, that kind of like it bothers me how big Apopka is actually getting, because I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in this park that we're in right now, and if you were to stand on the sidewalk out by the main road in front of the park when I was about eight, you could count 5 minutes in between each car going down the main road, Rock Springs Road. You can count 5 minutes in between it. Now, you can't even count like 2 seconds without seeing another car or another
car. I used to run across that road.
It's crazy.
As a dare. Like, just run across the road. Like, dude, just do it. That was in high school.
Right.
Even in high school, even middle school, actually, that's when we did that. Josh, we would just randomly run across the street and, like, put our lives in danger and run across back for no reason.
Wouldn't do that now.
No.
I don't know if anybody else feels like this, but I also feel like the city should be more concerned with preserving a lot of our land as far as nature is concerned. Because
they are. This is, we have the foliage capital, so we have a lot of nurseries and stuff, but also... Yeah. Wakaiva Springs and Rock Springs are very large reserves.
I'm not talking about just parks that people can swim in. I'm talking about like the local just wooded spots that have been there for forever that have no reason to be torn down that they've been tearing down.
Well, Wakaiva Springs isn't just a like a swimming hole, man. I go hiking out there all the time, and It's huge. There's a lot of land out there. You'd be surprised, man. And it goes from our end of Apopka to like Markham Woods Road, and then all the way out the whole Wakaiva River Basin.
And I get what Rock you're Springs. Saying. But the other point I was trying to make was there's a reason people come to live in Apopka for a certain way of life. You know what I mean?
It used to be, but
we're losing that, and that's not a good thing at all.
People look to like Sorrento and stuff now. Sorrento, Mount Dora, out that
but
direction.
But even they're starting to get built up.
Well, look at the overpass.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And now people don't.
I actually saw it the other day.
Right.
I passed underneath. I was like, "Holy shit!" It came like right up on me real fast. I haven't been out that way in so long. I passed right under it. It was like, "Wow."
People that own land out there are going to
eminent domain.
Experience a massive increase in their property value.
It is true.
Ryan and I met somebody at Wakaiva Island a couple nights ago that was talking about how he owns property out there, and they changed the zoning to commercial, so yeah. They're going to open like a go-kart ring out there because that area is going to come up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially with the fields. But the fields will be a little farther out, though, than that.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that so much because, you know, they're not going to stop production. They're not going to stop changing Apopka. But
the world's growing.
If like, they could reach an agreement where they left a section alone that did stay rural, and I mean rural as in, like, a bunch of property with houses on it that are spaced out, you know what I mean? Just sectioned off and that spot couldn't be built up and still have it close to town, though. I mean, that would even be cool, you know?
You know, when I was in fifth grade, I went to Clay Springs, and we did this whole environmental awareness program throughout the entire year of school where we learned about, you know, gopher tortoises and pine trees and everything that's natural to this area of Florida. We converted part of our school back to a nature reserve. We won the Jiminy Cricket Environmentality Challenge and we got like a free trip to Disney out of it. It was pretty cool. Ironic, Disney's promoting the environment when they're responsible for the destruction of most of Florida. Besides the point, I remember one of the things that we did is back then they were talking about building the beltway that they're building now. And I was in fifth grade and they were talking about, because it's supposed to go from I-4 all the way to, this is before the 429 existed, but all the way out to right there. And as a class, we all wrote letters to like the Chamber of Commerce and the mayor, and like we wrote letters and the teacher emailed them all, and like we were like, look, this is why we can't do this. We're fifth graders and we know that the environment is important and that we shouldn't be doing this. And fucking, I don't even know how many years later, 15 years later, they're like, yeah,
they're just old enough.
Yeah, let's wait until they find alcohol.
Tired of life.
But I mean,
once they start drinking, we're gonna come in and fucking crush all their hopes and dreams, and everything they care about the wilderness is going to diminish from their souls by then.
But as much as, like, me worrying about the woods in Florida is a big issue with me, that's nothing compared to some of the other stuff going on in some of the other states. Like, Flint, Michigan, have you heard about that, what's going on there?
Pipelines ruining the water supply? Is that what?
There's lead pipes because it was cheap houses back in the day, and no one ever changed out the pipes there because it was a very still low income. So there's lead in the water, and people are getting lead poisoning, and the government's doing nothing.
Like the little kid that died,
yeah, dude.
And
children die fast.
The mother like pressed charges, and she was like gunned down
in her home. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But and they, I don't know, they blamed it on the husband or some shit, the ex-husband or something. But
wow.
It was like no way could. I read all about it. Yeah. It did really seem like somebody was trying to silence her.
Right. But then again, that could be anybody, because maybe like there's a drug dealer down there that doesn't want all the attention of new piping and all that stuff. You know what I mean? They want to keep it the way it is. There's multiple possibilities of what could have happened.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? I don't think governments are exactly willing to admit when they're wrong.
Right.
So they would rather... You know, I don't know.
Well, see, at the same time, I don't think that a government that's made it this long would so blatantly do something like that when they have this going against them. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, when you look at government not as a whole, but as a bureaucracy with many different people answering to different parts of government, which answer to different parts of government, and somebody doesn't want to get in trouble, so they try to nip something in the bud. And it looks, you know, from the outside like a large conspiracy, but it's just people being people, essentially. So I don't think the government's really to blame. It's just corruption in the human soul.
Most of the people that deal with our politics and whatnot are the same people that have been doing it for a long time now. So it's crazy for me to think, like, we're all friends. We've been friends for a long time. I'm not saying they exactly like us, but the same people that have been doing this for years that think they know everything about their job because they've been doing it for so long just hang out with the other people that work in the other parts of the government that control what our country does, and they're just talking like us, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly believe we really have no say in what goes on because, yeah, we could have the vote and blah, 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 but it's like, what's an example? If... You wanted something from an estate sale, right?
Because you work doing estate sales.
Right. So if you wanted something from an estate sale, but someone else wanted it before you got there, I would say that I bought it. You know what I mean?
You'd hold it.
Yeah, I'd hold it.
For your friend.
For your friend.
Right.
And they're all friends. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it seems like... If they're that close to friends like we are because they've been around each other for so long, you know what I mean? They're...
Networked together.
You know what I mean?
They're going to benefit each other.
Because you're eventually going to ask a friend for a favor at some point throughout your life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So who's to say this guy's like, well, look, my daughter just married this person that works for this oil company. Could you make sure that this passes? Because if it does, I'm going to make a lot of money and I would really appreciate it. We need it, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just crazy to me that that's how it could be running, you know?
I think that is exactly how it's running. And scarier than that, in order to come up to that kind of power, you have to be good at beating the other person. And a lot of times that involves, you know, cheating, not admitting when you're wrong, going back to the whole nipping things in the bud. You know, if maybe this guy is going to be a thorn in my side, but he's a nobody right now. But if he calls me out, he has solid evidence. Maybe I should just kind of make him disappear. you know? People like that, now I'm not saying all of them, or all politicians are like that, but people like that are the ones that end up, you know, having enough influence, if you could call it that, to rise to power. And if they want that much power, you got to think there's something wrong with them in the first place. Because who wants to be in charge of that much stuff? Why?
See, that's something that's always bothered me with our society, all right? Like, I understand there has to be consequences for things people do. But at the same time, why does that judge have a right to judge someone else's fate? Why does those people that you randomly picked have a right? You know what I mean? Everyone's biased. There's no fair way to do justice, you know?
I think it's very subjective. I think if you look at the history of our, not only our nation, but every nation that we modeled ourselves after, and previous societies, it's just people that are in a position where they currently have no rule or order, quickly realize that we need some type of rule or order, so we do the best we can with what limited time we have, try to keep things together, try to keep things in order, and kind of change the rules and the laws as we go to kind of make it applicable to the situation and kind of keep refining it till it becomes what it is. I'm not saying that it's perfect, but I'm saying that it's right. Something. But maybe it needs to change. Maybe it doesn't need to change.
But what do you do when the laws that are on the book, the majority of them are bad? They don't do you good. They're just, you know what I mean?
How are a majority of them?
I think that there's a lot that are good, but at the same time, I believe there's a lot of ridiculous ones. Like, why should you go to jail for owning a plant? Marijuana, you know what I mean?
Is, yeah.
And they're starting to legalize it in other states and whatnot, and that's all fine, well, and dandy. But it should have been recreational in the first place, everywhere.
If we tear down the entire government, the entire system, and start anew, this country still has the same people in it. It's the same thing. So whatever we build in its place is going to be a mirror of what we just tore down, kind of. We're still going to have the Rockefellers and you know, we're still going to have completely divided country with half fucking liberals and half conservatives.
Well, my thing is if you tear down our infrastructure, it's not really rebuilding you have to worry about, because if another country that doesn't like us sees that our infrastructure's down and we don't have any direction, that's a power vacuum right there. That's when you'd get invaded.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, how do we deal with internal affairs when we still have foreign affairs to worry about as well? That's the complicated thing about politics.
Right.
You know, but I think that it takes, not to get all hippy-dippy here, but it takes a transformation of the human consciousness and human mind and a more open way of communication and sharing information. Like, say, this podcast. It's not Fox News. It's not CNN. It's just people sitting around talking about our ideas. Somebody listening is going to be like, hey, I agree, or hey, I don't agree. And if they don't agree, my email address is goodcleangoods@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll argue via podcast, or we can share audio clips back and forth or whatever. You know, I love ideas like that. And it's everyday people that make up America. And this is our duty, this is our responsibility now, to have open conversations, listen, and understand each other. And if we practice that, eventually we're going to inherit the nation, because all the old people that are running the nation are going to die.
This is true.
So it's all about educating yourself, networking, influencing others, not influencing, but like sharing ideas with others. And if you see somebody yeah. that's ignorant, it's your responsibility to enlighten them. And always, always, always your responsibility to spread the idea, to question authority, and think for yourself.
Right.
It changes in yourself, basically.
Hashtag in rant.
Yeah. It well, changes within yourself.
Yeah, at that yeah. point. You have to be the change you want to see in the world. Look at peaceful revolutions and what brought about ages of enlightenment in the past, and really important figures and really wise people, and learn their ideas, their philosophies. Read books like Gandhi. Be the change you want to see in the world. An eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind. You know, read the words of Socrates, of Plato, Aristotle. I don't think Socrates wrote anything, actually. No.
No, he's got some stuff, but it's nothing.
I thought he just taught Aristotle, and Aristotle wrote books like that were based off of Socrates' words or something. Yeah, I don't know. I have to really strain my brain or like resort to Google to figure that one out. I don't remember. It's my understanding that he didn't actually write anything, though. He just made a lot of ruckus. Because Plato was the one that really taught and wrote things, and then Aristotle learned from Plato.
But I think Socrates, I think most people just called him crazy. Wasn't he killed? They killed him, I think.
Maybe.
I think he was murdered.
I want to say you're right, but I don't know that
much about it. Or I think it was disease.
Yeah, this is
irrelevant. I cannot remember.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it does. But I think it's our responsibility to look it up and learn about it some other time.
We have a lot of responsibilities.
Well, yeah. That's part of being human and coexisting. Because if we want to drive on roads, you know, that somebody else built, unless we want to get outside and fucking build our own roads.
Run into trailers, you know?
But then it's like we got to get... Part of the trailers.
I don't know. There's just a big me mentality anymore.
Yeah.
Like, go out to a like, work in retail. You know, you've been there. You've been at Disney or any place like that. It's the me mentality. It's the, I just walked up. I know there's 8 people standing in front of me, but I'm going to, like, dip in. It's like, or I'm going to just fucking, like, piss everybody off. Or, you know, it's me. You know, I don't know.
I think those people that are very self-centered don't really know how to get along and influence people and gather together and kind of join up in the same ideology and kind of make waves and change. So I don't think we really have to worry about people like that. That are, because there's always going to be selfish people. I mean, I just don't think that they have the means to, you know, actually make change. They're just kind of a voice in the crowd. An angry mobster.
I kind of feel like those people are scared.
Well, yeah. Yeah, a lot of it's fear-based. A lot of the negative emotions are all based on fear. Anger, resentment, greed. It's all fear. Fear of loss, fear of lack, fear of not being loved.
True. I don't know. I think sometimes self-centered people just... Because... In some cases, and I'm not saying it all, but in some cases, the world around us in a lot of places now is not good anymore. You know what I mean? Even in America, a lot of places are bad here. So some people have to be self-centered because of the environment they're in. You know what I mean? And it's almost like some people have to survive now.
Yeah.
You know? And it's crazy that it's like that in America. And I understand that, like, back in the day, it was even worse. You know what I mean? With the Depression and even before then, when all the Irish immigrants came in, before we had all these... government benefits and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? But it's 2017. You wouldn't think that all this stuff in America would still be going on, that all these people are still like hungry. So like, kids go to bed hungry in America, you know what I mean? It's crazy to think that all that goes on, because in the 60s they were like, oh, by 2017 we're gonna end world hunger and have flying cars, and then we're here now and it's like people are getting worse, really.
You say that, but there's a lot of charity organizations out there. There's a lot of good people. There's a lot of people that, you know, say they make $60 on a rare occasion, and they don't really have a lot of money, and they don't have a means of making money often, and they pass by, you know, the starving person on the street and decide to take some of their money and give it to them and feed them. You know, I think that selflessness is kind of the key to survival, you know, in a way. I mean, I think the universe kind of has a way of bringing it all around, right? You know, right. If instead of focusing more on receiving, we focused a little bit more on giving, we all might live happier lives. But I don't know. That's the thing. It's all belief-based, so...
I think that's been a constant message from a lot of people for a long time, though. You know what I mean? A lot of other people have come to that realization, too. You know? But again, like I said, it depends on what you're around all the time. That's all some people know is the other stuff, you know, like the other side of life.
And well, there comes the responsibility to help and spread joy and kind of help these people that have that mentality kind of come out of it, kind of see things from a different perspective, you know, sharing right. ideas. And if these people don't want to listen, then, you know, on some level they are. If they're blocking you out, if they're not really listening to you, on some level they are, you know? I mean, I don't want to get all, like, fucking Hare Krishna or, like, Seventh-day Adventist or Mormon come to your door and fucking believe in this kind of thing. But, I mean, if, you know...
Believe in yourself.
Like, hey, man, it'll come around. It'll all be all right. You know, here's $5, you know?
Right, right. Well, I mean, yeah. I think that, like you said, there's a lot of good, but there's also a lot of bad. I think that a lot of it has to do also with the media and what they like to portray on the news, because they don't really focus on much good anymore. I mean, they do some stories, but the majority of it is bad news. And there's, I don't know, I guess that's just what they want people to see, you know?
Don't watch the news.
I don't
anymore. I don't anymore, man.
I don't anymore.
It's such... Man, I'll go over to my mom's house, and, like, my mom or my stepdad will be watching, like, Fox News or something, and I'm Bill like... Riley. Oh, can we not? Can we not right now? Can we please just enjoy dinner? Can we, like...
Can we enjoy dinner?
Yeah.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks. I mean, the media is getting lower and lower ratings, but, you know... Every once in a while, somebody will share something on Facebook that's like a snippet from a news channel like CNN or Fox or something. And it's like, you know, classic panel. You have six people arguing. And then, of course, the person that hosts the network show has the most talk time. And they're arguing about a point, say abortion or, you know, gun control or something like that. You know, they're going to cut the other person off. They're going to make them seem like a fucking idiot, like their point doesn't matter, and then cut them off, spiel for a couple of minutes, and, like, cut their camera off, cut their microphone off, and then come back, bring them back on, fucking splice it together and manipulate that conversation in a way where it's entertaining for people to watch. You know, it's not even about spreading the right ideas or communicating anymore. It's about making this argument super fucking entertaining. So they have their ratings. They get people fired up, like, man, fucking Bill O'Reilly said this to this motherfucker, and he told them, and this person got one up on the other person, and man, this Democrat just got smoked, or man, this liberal just got owned by this Democrat, you know? And it goes viral on social media, and people are like, they eat it up like candy.
You know how they said football was the Coliseum? It was not.
What?
You know how they said football, like professional football, was like the Coliseum?
Oh, and politics.
It's not.
We see a manifestation of all this now with Donald Trump being president, a reality TV show host.
The Roman Empire is going to fall.
That was pretty much played media like it was a reality TV show, rose to the top, and now criticizes media. I think it's hilarious, and I'm sure most of America does too, and that's why his ratings are so goddamn high. And that's what they are. It's ratings. It's not political approval or agreement with his policies. It's ratings. Fuck, man.
That's why, like, most of the time you can really only, I'm not even say you could trust Reddit, but you can get a lot of information from there, piece it together, get your own idea, but even then sometimes it's misconstrued.
Like, what's on
Reddit? Like, getting anything news, politics-wise, or anything that's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can, because it's sometimes it's actual people there and are involved that are on Reddit.
That's cool, because I feel like Facebook is mostly like Daily Motion or Now This, which are incredibly biased.
It is.
Entertaining, I'll give it that.
Can
biased,
be.
Biased. Because if you you look at, sometimes they I'm not a supporter of Trump, but sometimes they make him out to look like a total fucking idiot by the way that they edit his videos.
Yeah.
And, you know, sorry. Yeah, I had to toss something over to Ryan. Yeah, they make him look like a total idiot by the way that they edit his videos. And
oh, yeah.
I've searched before out of curiosity for the speeches that he gave, because it says, like, oh, he gave a speech at this place or whatever. And they edit it together, He sounds like a jackass. You go and actually watch the full speech, and you're like, oh, yeah, no, that actually kind of made sense. I don't really agree with it, but he doesn't really sound unintelligent here. No. You know, it's...
I don't know. I don't agree with everything Trump does by any means, but I still would have rather had him than Hillary.
Well, yeah, but it shouldn't have... It should have come to the people that were running for the presidency shouldn't have been the ones in that position, you know. And I think America is kind of waking up to the sham. We're seeing the curtain and demanding it be lifted finally.
I couldn't tell you the name of which president said it, but there was actually a president that was quoted for saying any president that is president should not be involved in social media. They shouldn't be a celebrity. And this was way back when. And, I mean...
Before social media was a thing?
Well, they shouldn't be a celebrity. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I think it was 60s, 70s. I honestly couldn't tell you.
Which was the president that was a movie star before he was president? It wasn't Reagan, was it? Oh, man. It's going to bug me. I'm sorry. Keep going with what you're saying. I'm going to look it up.
I have no idea.
I don't know. You should look up that quote I was just saying, because I'm pretty sure it was a president. I'm almost positive, but I don't know which one. I do not remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, my favorite president to date, I think, was, I wasn't around for him, obviously, but I think from what I've read about him, I like Dwight D. Eisenhower and the way he did things. He was a pretty good president.
It was Reagan that was a movie star. I think he was played in Western films or something.
Could you tell me who said that quote?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
All right.
I'm doing that right now.
So, Reagan smash?
Smash?
Reagan smash!
No. I don't think he played the Hulk. That was somebody else. I think he was a gunslinger or some shit.
Hold it right there.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking this up, but I have a feeling that quote was directed towards Reagan or something, you know?
Probably, though. True. Biased opinion. Depends on who it's from, and you'd have to do research on if they liked Reagan or not, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time looking it up. I need an assistant to come and join the podcast and just not talk and hey, assistant,
look things up. I thought that's what the dog was for.
Yeah, we're trying to grow her thumbs out, but they're not. It's not working out.
Oh, man.
Mark Wahlberg said that celebrities should not talk about politics. His political opinion.
Right. I guess a good vibration.
He probably never said that.
Abe Lincoln, and I quote, "Don't believe everything you read on the internet."
You know what?
Or hear in podcasts.
It's way too soon. Okay, it was shot
too soon.
Back.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I guess.
My feelings.
You don't know. Can't talk about anybody that's been murdered or has died or is going to die. So, all conversation is off the table. I like cake. Cake is good.
Well, I mean, that's just most people don't know. Beyonce, she saw a little kid sitting outside one of her concerts on a park bench, and she had talked to him, and she felt bad for him because he was homeless, and she gave him $20, and that kid grew up to be Stephen Hawking.
Oh, okay, that doesn't... Oh, God.
You had me going
for I was hooked. I'm like, dude, what? Wait, hold up.
Where is this going?
At the point where you said, and that kid grew up to, my mind started searching to
what?
This timing doesn't add up. And he said Stephen Hawking, and I'm like, what?
Oh.
True story.
How is that man still alive?
Stephen Hawking, is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Yeah, he's still coming up with theories.
True.
Jason Becker is the only other person with ALS that has lived, since the 80s with it.
Stephen Hawking probably keeps himself alive with his insane mind. Who is it that... Who?
You wouldn't know Jason Becker. He's shrapnel guitar shredder from the 80s. He's a guitar player.
Was.
But he still writes with his eyes, though. Oh. He's a composer, man. He's a ridiculous composer.
Does he use, like, cool. Morse code or something? Or?
He's got a system built up on his thing where he can move his eyes like this to different notes and whatnot.
It senses what key's over or whatever? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And his eyes go on this screen, and it, like, goes... He's wrote music that way.
Right.
It's pretty interesting. I wonder if that's a trait of ALS, is that... like you keep doing what you're like, gonna doing, because I mean you live in your head all the time, so what are you gonna do but like write stuff?
Yeah,
you know.
He had like a guru come out and shit, so like became like enlightened. He still writes, and then guitar players come in and like play over his tracks and stuff.
I wonder if
it's all donated.
I wonder if him or Stephen Hawking did the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, the Ice Bucket Challenge? Jason Becker did it.
For ALS awareness?
If I remember correctly, there was a video. I want to say there is.
That's cool.
I bet there is.
I told this on the last podcast, but I'm going to tell it again. For my 20th Century Humanities course, in the last like actual class before the final, the professor played this podcast for us called Locked In. About this kid, who he got sick. Can you pause that? This is Jason.
Sorry.
It's distracting. Yeah, so the kid, this is in Africa. He gets sick, and at 11 years old, he loses all functionality with his body. He's completely like a vegetable, right? And somewhere around 3 years into his vegetative state, he begins to be able to think. And he is aware of what's going on around him. You know, his family would every day take him to a facility, and they would watch him for the full day. Then they would pick him up, bring him home. And then every 3 hours, they would wake up and turn him so he doesn't get bed sores. And on and on and on like this until his thoughts started to torture him. Like, it wasn't enlightening or uplifting or anything. He said that it was complete hell. And he felt completely degraded, like he had no dignity. At one point, his mother told him that she wished he would die. And then at that point, he started to, like, wonder why she would say that. Why would she say that? And then he came to the conclusion that it was because of her... like incredible love for him, that she wishes that he would, you know, end this state that he's in or whatever. And like they would make him watch Barney, and he was like, the podcast played a clip, and it's like, I love you, you love me, and it sounds like where they're going with this is a really uplifting thing, right? And then it cuts to his voice, and he's like, I cannot tell you how much I hated Barney.
I think I read about him on Facebook. Didn't the nurses abuse him and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yes, I did read
and
about
that. Like, because of Barney, he hated it so much, he wanted to be able to tell when it was going to be over. So through his eye, like his half-opened eyes or whatever, he could see shadows. So he began to learn how to tell the time by the shadows in the room he was watching Barney in. And by that, he kind of like gained some more function back or whatever. And one nurse... was kind of convinced or whatever that he had, like she had some type of idea that he had some mental functions left, and she recommended that the family have him reevaluated at another facility. And eventually, you know, he started being able to move his eyes, and then they hooked him up with a machine to where he can select words, and now he can talk and communicate and stuff. And now he's married, he has a wife and shit. He's still in a wheelchair, I think, but he talks about. Like, he's a super positive person now. Like, life is wonderful and all this, but he talks about being in that kind of that state. It was absolutely hell, and not like a guru thing. Like a Tommy by The Who. The Tommy album, you know, the rock opera where the deaf, dumb, and blind boy becomes a cult leader when he snaps out of it because of his time in his head. Yeah, it wasn't anything like that. He said it was just complete and total hell. But... he's super happy now, so I think that there's a rhyme and a reason for everything like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some people, I guess, are just meant to go through certain things.
It would seem that way. Yeah, but hearing that story, though, makes me feel really good about my own life. You know? Like, right. No matter what hard times come.
You know, it makes me feel good about my life, but at the same time, it makes me think, like, when he was able to walk again, can you imagine how good that felt? You know what I mean? Like, his view on life after.
I don't think he could walk again, but, I mean, talk, communicate, he could. Like, that.
But just regaining that, even, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to express yourself after not and going through that, man, that's...
Bliss.
Yeah.
It's like, I couldn't, like, I mean, the sight of Barney after that, I'd be like, mm-hmm. Get the cold chills, man.
The best thing that I could compare it to is, anybody ever here had, like, sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine that for life.
Yeah, that is crazy, man. That is crazy.
Dude, even when I went to county lockup for like 4 hours, I was just sitting there with nothing to do at all on like a cold metal bench. That was fucking terrible. So I can't imagine, like, there was one other dude in there that didn't really speak English, and then another dude that didn't want to talk. So it was like, and then they both got called into court or whatever. One of them got taken to jail and the other one was in court for a while, and I'm just sitting there by myself like, okay, I'm starting to see why they took away my shoestrings.
I just want in my life because the light in here is artificial.
Just like this weird flickering of the fluorescent really light.
This place smells weird.
I don't know. When I'm in situations where I don't have anything to occupy my time, I try to use my imagination, and I'm not saying that to be funny, I'm being serious. Like, I try and, like, I don't know, maybe a spot on the wall looks funny, and then from that spot, it's like, you keep looking at it, then maybe you notice it kind of looks like a face or something like that, and then you give that face a name, and then there's a start of a story, you know what I mean?
2 hours later, 2 hours later, your dead grandmother's crawling up your leg with a knife in her teeth.
I mean, stories could go there if that's how you feel, but I was... not going there with Fred.
Fred?
Yeah, that's the spot on the wall. That's his name, Fred. Decided that. I'm sorry. I should have known that. Everyone, the spot on the wall, his name is Fred.
Does he talk to you? Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Yeah. I'm
he's shy.
I haven't thought of a voice for him yet, so.
Hmm.
I don't know what he's going to say. I think he's going to be Australian. This looks like some premium Australian drywall.
Okay. Well... we're approaching the hour. We've been podcasting for an hour now.
Have we?
Yep.
Well, I hope everyone enjoys the podcast.
They will.
Excuse me.
They did.
Did they?
Yeah.
See. I had a good time. We should cap it off with a closing topic.
Put me on the spot like that? You know what? We took a bunch of notes before this podcast. And while I could pull something off of this notepad and cheat, you know, use a cheat sheet, I'll just say that I think that the way that the conversation went, as organic as it is, every time we do these podcasts, there's no script to it. There's no, you know, this is the one of the rare times that we jotted notes down before the podcast. And we actually didn't use them. We just talked the whole time. And
natural conversation.
Right. It's organic conversation. We didn't really take it seriously, and it actually went to a pretty serious place. And I actually yeah, I enjoyed it a little bit. It was fun.
Well, I had a good time, and I think that we covered some pretty good topics.
Oh, for sure. Enjoyed it having you on the podcast.
Muy bueno.
Muy bueno. We love you. Thank you for listening. Buy some soap. GoodCleanGoods.com. Check it out. Wonderful soap. I make it myself. All made. All natural, handmade. Also, buy some supplements. on it. Alpha Brain helps promote healthy growth of neurotransmitters. It's great. I take it myself. It's like lubing up your brain. It's
you feel fucking, like a million bucks.
It's fucking great.
It they is also got awesome.
A bunch of other supplements that are great, but I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening, and namaste.